Welcome to Women of Riot, the podcast that blows up the status quo in the name of leadership and self-authority. I'm your host, Holly Wild, your go-to trauma therapist and self-identity coach, specializing in empowering industry disruptors. After a life living under the authority of others, first as a child raised in a cult, then later as a police officer, I realized I needed to find my authority within if I was ever going to be confident within myself and be successful as a business leader. That's where my healing journey began. Now, my mission is to help you ignite your inner authority, strengthen your self-trust and self-control, and embrace radical self-responsibility, all while healing past wounds. You're here to make an impact as the standout leader in your industry. Get ready to dive into thought-provoking topics that spark personal growth. Welcome back, beauty, to Women of Riot, the podcast for industry disruptors. I'm your host, Holly Wild. I'm so stoked that you're here. And can you believe it is now 2024? At the time of recording this, it is not. I'm still in the past year. It's 2023 right now. But for you listening, it is now 2024. That is crazy. So welcome to a brand new year and a brand new kind of feel for the podcast. Not much is changing. I'm not suggesting there's some big rebrand. There isn't. You would have noticed that there is a new cover, new podcast cover art. It's very poppy. I love it. No, I didn't have it created for me. I did it myself. I've had a branding photo shoot done in November, and I've gotten about 13 of the images back, and I get the rest of them towards the end of January. So I just utilized one of the branding shoot photos from the incredible Zoe from Alchemy Brand Studio. And yeah, love, 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 love the images. And so that is one of the images on the cover. Also, I am wanting in 2024 to have podcast interviews. So I'm wanting, yes, I love doing the solo episodes and I know you love them too, but I really want to be able to start interviewing some people. It was a little bit challenging just time-wise. Obviously, you guys know I'm a stay-at-home mum during the week to my gorgeous little girl, and so I can only utilize either nap times, which I would never interview someone during one of her naps, because if she was to wake up, I have just wasted that individual's time. Like, I just wouldn't do it to someone. So I could only do it on weekends. And obviously, that's when I do my client work. That's when I'm running my services or programs or courses or whatever I'm doing, and I also have to have a life at the same time. So for 2023, I, as you would know, I just completely stopped doing guest interviews. It was just not feasible, and it just wasn't a priority. I'm not making excuses. It was not a priority in my life. And I would like to make it more of a priority. And one person I definitely want to get on soon, I haven't even asked her yet, but watch this space. I'm 1000% going to get her on. And that is the creator of Root Cause Therapy, Melissa Hyman. I definitely want to get her on to have a chat for you guys, because I think you're going to really love what she has to say and what she talks about. I just vibe with her. I really, really, really like her. So she'll be cool to have on. And plus other guests eventually. I'm not saying it's happening today. It's not happening today. You're just listening to me. I actually want to give you guys a bit of a life update. Now, there's been a lot of changes going on in my personal life. I'm not going to go into it all right now. I will actually do a whole episode on my private life. And by that, it sounds like it's some big sordid thing. It's not. There's just been some changes in my personal life. You can probably read between the lines with that. I'm not in a space to be able to elaborate right now, but I will in the coming weeks. I will give you guys an update on what has been going on. But for now, I'll give you more of an update as far as business. So this episode is dedicated to where we are at now, a year on. So I have just completed my first year in business. This is crazy. It's also been just over a year now with the podcast. So much has changed, and this is one of the reasons why I really ram it on home a bit to just start where we are. Like, we know it. We're ambitious. We're driven. We know it anyway, but just starting where we are with what we've got and not expecting things to just be perfect, Because honestly, I've said this a million times, but it's so freaking true. It's one of the greatest lessons in the last few years of my life is clarity comes through action. It really does. Like if we have a goal for something, but we're not taking action on it because we just feel like things aren't quite right or we don't feel ready, you know, things aren't perfect yet. We are never going to feel ready and things will never be perfect. If that's what we're waiting on, we're never going to do it. And like, that's a hard pill to swallow, but let's be honest with ourselves. If we have goals and dreams on our heart, but we're actually not doing anything about them, like actually, like, you know, they call it needle moving tasks. If we're not actually doing that, like, let's be honest with ourselves. Do we, one, actually want it? Two, are we actually courageous? Are we courageous? Or are we driven by fear? And the reason why I bring this up is because the last year, so much has changed, not just in my personal life, but in my business. If you've been a long-time listener of this podcast, then you will know. If you're relatively new, you may not know, but I started off my business solely with a podcast and doing human design readings. So human design readings, that was all that I did. I started them off at $129 for a few very, very close friends of mine. Then I bumped them up to, maybe $149 for a session, and you got an ebook, you got an hour with me, like very, very low price point. And then eventually bumped it up. And then I expanded. I went from just doing one like foundational beginner style reading to adding on different options where there was, you know, four different price points. So you could just, you know, get your a type video and your ebook through me for a set price. Or if you wanted a reading, it would then be pre-recorded. Or if you wanted to add Voxer support, that was another price point. I wanted to be able to help people at all different prices. I added on payment plans. Like this all came with time, obviously. Then I delved into the coaching side of things where I did a coaching service that I also weaved your human design element through it. And listen, this was all great. This was all fantastic. I was on fire. I just wanted to help people. And that was the way that I kind of felt was the right thing at the right time. And I love human design. Okay. Yes, I don't do it as a service now. I will get to that point, but I still love human design. None of this is to diss human design at all. Yes, I can see in the human design world a lot of dogma. Like it became very clear to me, and not everyone. There is some incredible, incredible human design readers out there, or human design mentors, human design coaches that I really, really highly rate. So this is not to diss all human, you know, anyone that's in the human design space at all. Because yeah, I think there's some incredible ones out there, but there just tends to be a bit of a dogma, a bit of a, you know, like just telling people who they are and not allowing the space for human design isn't the be all end all. Human design isn't the God of everything and everyone. Like, yes, it can be very eerily accurate, and that's why I use it, because it was very profound for me in my life. It has been hugely helpful just as an individual, but also running my business. But I don't think it's a God. I don't think it's like the ultimate thing that gets to dictate who we are. Like we are in control of ourselves and we are in control of us changing. So I just saw some things in the human design space where I was like, oh, I don't like how they're teaching that. I actually want to give a shout out and a plug to someone who's also a Holly with the exact same spelling, HOOOIE, same spelling as me. She goes by Shifting Light on Instagram, Shifting_Light. If you want someone who's into human design who does not teach in a dogmatic way, I highly recommend her. She's really, really incredible. I bonded with her and just became basically social media friends with her last year. And yeah, she's awesome. Anyway, I digress. So I started off as a human design reader. I delved into coaching about early, probably around winter time, winter in Australia, mind you. So we're talking like June-ish in Australia in 2023. I started feeling this unease in myself for what I was doing. And I was like, what the crap? Where is this coming from? Like I'm on fire for my business, but something just doesn't quite feel right. And it was to do with where I was heading. And I felt called to add on trauma work. And this obviously evolved through a period of time. And I, you know, over a period of months, went through training with the Center for Healing, which they're internationally, they do international certifications for people that want to work in trauma. They do different kinds of services, different kinds of courses. They're freaking awesome. Very reputable, incredible reviews, and I chose them. And so I started to study trauma work through them. I became an internationally certified root cause therapist, and I specialize in trauma work. Now, that lit me the fuck up. That really, really lit me up, because what I was seeing in the human design space and also in the coaching space was there was a missing kind of ingredient where people were feeling like they were trying all the courses, they were trying all the coaches, they were doing all the things to try to better themselves, to try to evolve, to try to grow, to try to level up in their lives. And they were getting, you know, great results, but there always just seemed to be something that was like still there that wasn't getting resolved. No matter how much mindset work they did, no matter how many goals they set and tried to achieve, like it almost felt like, and a common word I was hearing was self-sabotage. You hear it all the time. Oh, I'm just self-sabotaging. Oh, I'm just stuck in procrastination. I'm stuck in, you know, I'm hyper fixated on things, but then I'm not actually doing anything about it. Or, you know, I have this fear of success and a fear of failure. Or I feel like I'm numbing out with substances or with food or with my phone, or, you know, I'm just sabotaging myself. Or I have these awesome goals that I set, but I can never quite reach it. Or I get to it, but it's not enough. I'm addicted to success and nothing ever fulfills me, and I'm sabotaging myself in life. And this is where I have found trauma work to be the most profound. This is not to diss mindset work. This is not to diss self-identity work. I'm still a self-identity coach. I still use mindset work in what I do. Mindset work is freaking powerful. But what I find is when you mix mindset work, self-identity work with body-based, trauma-based somatic work, that is like the triple threat. Like seriously, because then you're not just addressing the mind, you're not just addressing your self-identity, you're addressing your body. And our bodies are the ones that decide when we heal, not our minds. It's our body, because our body actually stores a stress response from past wounds, from past life experiences, from past traumatic experiences, whether conscious or unconscious, whether we are consciously aware of things that have gone on in our past that have wounded us, or whether we're not, because maybe we like disassociated at the time, we weren't in our bodies anymore, we don't actually remember a lot of things, or we truly believe we've lived the most beautiful life and we don't resonate with the word trauma. There can still be things in our bodies that are unhealed, that are unprocessed. There is trapped stress responses in our bodies. Trauma work is so freaking profound because it actually gets things at the root cause. It gets it in our body. And it's not that we are self-sabotaging to a degree. Our bodies are actually protecting us. So our bodies are continually protecting us. And they're doing it in a way that made sense at the time, but it doesn't necessarily make sense now. And this is where trauma work is really, really profound. So as I'm heading into 2024, I have new services. I really encourage you to check out my website, because I have done a whole freaking refresh of my website. And if I say personally, it looks freaking bomb. It looks bomb. I love it. Like I seriously just love everything about my branding. Actually, side note, I am relaunching. So you would have known that I launched a human design personal branding course called Rule Breaker in 2023. It is currently being rebranded into The Brand Lab. And that is purely because Rule Breaker, whilst I love the name, my clients who are part of the course love the name, it doesn't actually describe what it is. So it's being relaunched in 2024 as The Brand Lab. Still with the Rule Breaker tagline in there, but yeah. And the reason why I thought of this is because when I said I love my branding, if you don't love your brand, if you don't love your branding, you 100% are going to love being a part of the Brand Lab, because one of the things that I go through is all about how your brand needs to be infused with you. Like it needs to be built around you. Yes, our clients are everything. Our clients are a huge part of what we create and what we do, because without them, we don't actually have a business. So it's not suggesting that our clients don't mean anything. They are freaking everything, right? But our brands need to be infused with us for us to love it and for it to be like memorable and stand out and to stand the test of time. So anyway, that was a complete side note. But as I was saying, check out my website. I have new services for you. Now, I market very much to the very driven, like ambitious entrepreneurs, career-driven type of individuals. And these are the individuals that also listen to my podcast. This is you. You're ambitious. You're driven. You've got goals on your heart. You've got big dreams, and you know you're here for big things in life. And I now market in the way of saying, yes, we are all those things, but we can still have stuff from our past still hanging out in our nervous system that, again, is just trying to protect us. Even after all these years, even when the dust has settled and whatever the original wound was, you know, that's from the past, it still can affect us in our nervous system. We all have leftover wounds from the past. Let me make that clear. And they do mess with how we see ourselves and how, you know, we think, and the way that we view the world, the way that we view ourselves, they sneak into like our behaviors, our, you know, thoughts about ourselves. And so I'm here for those that want to heal the past without endless years of therapy. Like, I'm not here to say that you need to have 20 years of therapy to get to the root cause, because you actually don't. Like, you actually don't. And the whole core of the work that I do now is about building that radical self-trust and self-responsibility and self-control and feeling safe in your body. Because without feeling safe in your body, it's going to be pretty impossible to fully dominate your industry. Or you may dominate your industry, but it will be short-lived. You won't be able to stand the test of time, because safety in your body is everything. Because think of this, and this is also what led me to this work. We have big goals, big dreams, you know, we want to fulfill so many things in this lifetime, but that requires a calm and steady and fucking strong nervous system to be able to hold things that we dream of. Our nervous system needs to be able to hold that. Our body needs to be able to hold that. So if we haven't done deep trauma work, yes, I get it. You can feel like you're on one of those little rat races, you know, those little spinny circle things. We just constantly like running like a hamster wheel. It just came to me, like a hamster wheel. You feel like you're on a hamster wheel, endless, just never quite getting anywhere. Trauma work. I'm telling you, it's trauma work. It is freaking everything. And yeah, so I've got new services that I want to tell you about. So one is for women, and it's called Heal Your Wounds. And the other one is for men, and it's called Formidable. These are the exact same program. These are not a group program. These are like a high support, high level one-on-one work with me. And it's for about 3 months. It is, as I said, one-on-one. You have sessions. Your first session with me goes for 2 hours, and the subsequent 5 sessions are 1.5 hours. These are very intimate, and deep work happens in this. I use root cause therapy. I'm not going to go through it all now, but check out the website. I'll have links in the show notes for you. But basically, Heal Your Wounds is for the ambitious woman who's ready to heal the past without endless years of therapy, so she can feel safe in her body and have radical levels of self-trust and self-control. And I say that being among your kind means you're part of the league of dreamers, achievers, go-getters, and stargazers. For those working on healing and evolving, their conversations and presence hit differently. That's why you're here, ready to take things to the next level. You're going places and leading the way. So definitely check out the sales page for Heal Your Wounds. This is like really, really deep, incredible work. And for men, Formidable. So again, it's the same program. It's just marketed to men, because the way that I speak to men is very different to how I would speak to a woman, because we desire different things. We may want the similar sort of end result, but our needs are different. The things that drive us are different. So this is for the driven man who also wants to heal his past without endless years of therapy. We need strong masculinity in our society. We need you to stand in your strength with unwavering self-control and formidable levels of self-trust, self-respect, and self-responsibility. The type who takes full ownership of his life. He doesn't numb out to vices and isn't continually protected by past traumas and unhealed pain. You're the one shaping your current adult life as if your past were different. You're ready to enter your formidable era. So these are really transformative one-on-one kind of programs with me, where you can actually heal. And I am quite unconventional. I obviously have a policing background as an ex-police officer. I've dealt with a lot of traumatic experiences in my time. And one of the things that really stood out to me, one of the reasons why I really want to work with men as well, is because I worked in a very male-dominated industry. I, at one point, was at a police station with 24 other guys, and I was the only female there. So, like, I've worked with men, and I've seen what can happen when men aren't fully in their bodies and when they're numbing out. And I've seen, the effects that that can have on a man. And this is something that really definitely drove me to want to work with men. I was noticing as a police officer, like, harmful coping mechanisms within my male colleagues. So I saw these, like, strong male colleagues, like, outwardly very strong guys, but they were struggling with emotions and harmful coping mechanisms. There was also the kind of, like, suck it up culture. No, within the police, like, within the ranks, they would obviously encourage therapy for the guys and for women as well, but particularly for the guys that were struggling. But there was definitely, like, a suck it up culture amongst the men themselves. And it wasn't fixing their issues, obviously. A lot of the guys were rejecting therapy because they were wanting real solutions. They didn't just want to talk about their past, which I completely resonate with, completely understand. I don't think you do have to just talk about your past endlessly. That can actually re-traumatize you if you're doing that consistently. So my dream was to help guys to rebuild self-trust and self-control and to break free from shame. I was finding a lot of shame tendencies in my male colleagues where they were feeling shame for either their behaviors or, you know, past behaviors or the way that they were numbing. Like, some were using alcohol. Some were using even prescription meds. Some, they were just addicted to a myriad of vices, right? And so as a certified root cause therapist, my mission is to also help men. I was also finding some of my female clients were saying things like, oh, I wish my husband would work with you, or I wish, you know, my partner would come to you. And I've even had friends, male friends, who are like, oh, wow, your work could actually really help me. I've had a guy say to me that, I don't know if I actually have trauma, I'm not sure, but I feel like there's something within me that needs addressing, and maybe your work can help me with that. So because of this, because of all that, that's why I created Formidable. That's why I've created an actual service for men that is marketed specifically to a guy and how he would want to be spoken to. That's quite different to how a woman likes to be spoken to and or is, you know, drawn to marketing. And so that's why I've done that. So moving forward, just to give you an update, I have more coming for women. I also have a service coming called Industry Icon, and it's for the woman that would have gone through Heal Your Wounds, who then wants to up level as far as her self-identity and her beliefs around things like marketing for her business or in her career, you know, sales, social media, money, the way that she views money and all that kind of stuff. So we would have gone through Heal Your Wounds through the very, like, self-identity based, like, all the core parts of who you are and healing past wounds that are stopping you from, you know, leveling up to your next level. And then we go into Industry Icon for those that have a business or their own personal brand or they're in a corporate career and who want to take it to the next freaking level. So I have that coming. I will be releasing the Brand Lab, as I said. I'll be releasing that again. And then something else very exciting, which is like the all-in experience for the woman that just wants it all. More on that to come. And yes, I will be doing, as I said, an update for you on my personal private life soon with some changes, and more on that to come. Not right now. I just want to say welcome to 2024. This is going to be an epic, epic year. I feel it in my bones. I just feel it deep in my core, and I'm excited for where this is going to take us this year. We just never know what's around the corner, hey? And I just feel such, like, joy and elation and almost like surprise and delight and like, oh, what's next? Like, what's next? What's coming? I love waking up with that feeling of like, what is today going to bring? What is today going to bring? And just in awe and in gratitude, I just feel so excited for this year. And yeah, that was just a little update. Just because obviously if you've been around for a while, you might be like, wow, there's been some changes. What is going on? She started off talking all about human design and now she barely mentions it. So here's the update for you. I am going deep into trauma studies. I've got a lot of studies in the background at the moment, a whole nother level trauma work coming your way. And yeah, I just love it. I freaking love it. Lots to come. Anyway, as I said, welcome to 2024. I love your guts. Thank you for being here and for supporting this podcast. There's some exciting stuff coming your way. Have an incredible day, beauty. Bye.